Gold Central Victoria, FM 98.3 and AM 1071. It's a sideline view this Saturday afternoon. Time to catch up now with Joe Hurst, who's the Director of Coaching and Athletic Development at Bendigo Stadium. Joe, good afternoon. Thanks for your time on the sideline view. How's things?
Yeah, not too bad. I'm enjoying the aftermath of this success.
Well, that's why we're here. That's what we're here to talk to you about. What a huge 24 hours it's been for Bendigo basketball, with Dyson Daniels going number 8 in the NBA draft. Was that about where you guys expected he would go? How do you feel about it all?
Yeah, well, we were pretty certain he was definitely going to be top 10, but to me, to be selected at any point in the draft is a plus and a win-win, but to go top 10 just means they're recognizing that you've been doing some things right for a long time, and, you know, credit to his efforts.
So do you know Dyson personally, and has he had much to do with the program in Bendigo?
Yeah, so being coaching director, you know, I always have contact with the athletes. So Dyson, you know, is so valuable, and just we're so excited that he's actually gone right through, you know, the under-12s and the Bendigo pathways as far as you can go to eventually, obviously, achieve the ultimate selection by being selected into the NBA. So he's done everything that he could do in our program, and then he's taken it that extra step further.
Tell me, Joe, could you tell at a young age that clearly he had talent, but is it easy to see, or what age can you see whether, you know, someone may go to the ultimate level?
I think probably the first thing you can see is that you notice that kids might have a certain passion about something, and I don't think that I've ever known a time that young Dyson did not have a basketball in his hand or was heading to the gym or was doing some extra work. So that passion was pretty unusual because he had that, like, very, very early on. And not only did he have that passion, he has this this demeanor, which I think is just ultra special in terms of just keeping a level head in pretty much any situation. He's kind of unflappable, depending, you know, no matter what barrier or challenge he faces, he just kind of deals with it and he keeps to the grind. And I think that trait is carried him a long way, and it's going to carry him a long way into the future with his NBA career. So, yeah, early on, there was no doubt that he was born to play basketball. And, you know, barring no setbacks physically, which hasn't happened, he's achieved that goal that you kind of thought might happen for a young person that's that committed and that passionate.
I loved his acceptance speech yesterday as part of the NBA draft, when he said he was going to play the Aussie way. He was going to be tough, and it was all going to start out, I think he said, defense. So has he got a particular, you know, strong point in his game?
Yeah, he's probably spot on. I believe his game is overall rock solid. Like, you can't neglect any aspect of his game, otherwise he'll take advantage of you. But he definitely does have a special skill with his defense, and you sort of watch him on the court and he's running this speed, and it doesn't look very fast, but he is moving very quickly. But that's that trait that he kind of has that's kind of similar to Luka Doncic. You know, you watch Luka Doncic for Dallas play, and he just never seems to move no quicker than he wants to move, and Dyson's a little bit like that, you know, and doesn't look like it's happening, but it's happening. It's happening at a fast pace. So, yeah, he's something special.
Joe, I think I'm correct in saying he's got pretty good it's in the genes, and there's some pedigree there as well, because I'm pretty sure his father played at NBL level, and I think his younger brother's pretty handy as well.
You know what? The genetics are rock solid. you know, mom's very athletic, and dad, he was a beast of an athlete at NC State, and, you know, won MVP in the what is NBL 1 now, and then Siebel. Younger brother Dash is cut from the same cloth, and probably it feels like he's on a much faster pace than Dyson. But, you know, who's to say? But, you know, those kids and the older brother, all very athletic, and I think they've all contributed to, you know, where Dyson is today, because not only would he be getting competition when he's out in the community, he's got the competition of his brothers at home. It's just the perfect storm for somebody to be able to achieve, and that's happened within this family and the community, and et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, I feel really fortunate that I didn't get a chance to coach him directly, but at one point I did work the high-performance program. I looked after that for a little bit, and he was part of that program. So, you know, I feel like I like to pat myself on the back and say that I had a hand in there, but I think all of Bendigo, you know, has created this kid that's got this amazing character and ability to get out there and succeed. And I think we all can pat ourselves on the back, because to raise somebody that's this special, it's not just an individual thing. All of us have to have some part in it. And he's taken every positive aspect of everything we can offer, and he's run with it.
Well, Joe, I reckon you should pat yourself on the back, and so should everyone at the Bendigo Stadium and those involved, you know, with the coaching and athletics development program there. A couple of quick ones before we go. New Orleans Pelicans, you know much about that. And, you know, with a signing like this, are they on the way up?
They were on the way up this year, and I think this signing kind of takes them a step further. And they are a very, very young team. So that is a team that has the potential to be together for the next, you know, 5 to 10 years if they, you know, decided to go that route, because they have young enough players that are very capable, and they made the playoffs this year and were probably only just a few baskets off taking it into the finals of the Western Conference Championship. So that team is on the upswing, and once they get Zion Williamson back, man, they're going to be something special to watch. So instantaneously, I was a New Orleans Pelicans fan anyway. Now I'm probably a New Orleans Pelicans super fan.
Finally, just to put it into perspective how big this is for Australian basketball, and specifically Bendigo basketball, I'm going to read you four names. Andrew Bogut, Ben Simmons, Dante Exum, and Josh Giddey. They are the previous four players who have been a first-round pick at the NBA draft. We can now add to that Dyson Daniels.
You know, the way I look at sports and all these achievements is that, you know, we all stand on the shoulders of someone that's gone before us. And these guys have just blown the walls down for Australian talent to be considered, you know, now and into the future. And I expect Australia to produce many more number one picks.
Fantastic. Joe, congratulations on your part. Congratulations on everyone in Bendigo basketball right through the fraternity, because he is a Bendigo boy. It's not that he lived here for a little while. He's born and bred here, and the family's here, and just can't wait to see him when he hits the courts later in the year with the New Orleans Pelicans.
Yes, sir. You'll be able to know exactly where I am every time the Pelicans are playing. I'll be on the couch somewhere.
Well, I thought you were going to say we'd be able to hear you yelling and screaming in front of the TV. He's my boy. Go. Hey. All right, thank you for your time this afternoon on the Sideline View.
Too easy. I appreciate it. Thank you.